Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. You will hear five different people who have all been interviewed for jobs with a large international company which is going to build a new factory. For each extract, there are two tasks. For task 1, choose the job the speaker was interviewed for from the list A to H. For task 2, choose the feeling that each person expresses about changing jobs from the list A to H. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 30 seconds to read the two lists A to H. Now listen and do the two tasks.
This is a great opportunity and just what this region needs. The unemployment here has been very bad and we've been very lucky to be chosen for this new factory. And this position would be a step up for me, a real advancement, so to speak. It could lead to me having my own department one day and a senior position. Especially if I pass the Certificate in Human Resources, which I've almost finished. If I'm appointed, I'd have to draw up a list of everyone who's applied to the company and then help with the selection process. It helps knowing the area, and I've already got quite a few contacts, and I told them that all of my experience has been working with people.
I didn't apply for this job. They wrote and asked me to come for an informal interview. It must have been because I've had considerable experience with the accounting system they use, and I've done a lot of work on pricing and costing of new lines at quite a high level. They'd like me to start very soon. It's important to be in at the beginning when you deal with the money side, to make sure everyone stays within the budget constraints which you decide. But I'm not really sure about it at all. I've got a good job now, and I'm happy where I am, and not really looking for a change. It needs a lot of thought, as they are a good company, and, well, I've got the weekend ahead to think about everything.
Yes, I know a lot about this company. They're very good, and I've had contact with them before, at various trade shows and advertising conferences in this country. It would be good to work for them. I would be doing the same sort of thing, except on a bigger scale. I mean, it's not a promotion or anything. The same grade and money, but more presentations and a lot of consumer research. Although I like my present job, this would give me a chance to get around a bit more, to visit their overseas offices. In fact, they're launching a big campaign soon in 10 different countries, and they'd like me to coordinate some of it. It would be a great chance, and I'd certainly accept it.
It's going to be a successful venture. I can feel it, and I'd really like to be involved. But I expect there were a lot of very well-qualified applicants. What with all the word processing courses around and the number of computers in people's homes. But I've got all the keyboard skills. I'm fast and accurate, and I can spell well. I've been doing the job for over 10 years, since the days of typewriters. This is the same job, but I think it would be interesting. And I like the area. I'd really enjoy living here. Well, you can only hope. You never can tell with interviews.
Yes, indeed. I was very impressed, and I must say that, well, perhaps it's best not to say anything. But I do feel confident about it. There were some interesting questions, but my line of work is very technical, so you know it or you don't. It's not as simple as people think. It's not just a question of checking the product at the end of a conveyor belt, but setting up a continuous system which monitors every aspect of the production process. This is the only way to get an end product without fault. I hope I get the job.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 2.